He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and certainly in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. We are on show number 271. It is, October 6th, and I have a different kind of show for you today. I have a gadget that there's a lot of tech news going around that we're going to talk about. We certainly have the apps, and I have a rant for our folks at CyberPower. Those are the folks who make these really good backup power supplies. Just a couple things I want to call to your attention. So without further ado, I want you to know that you can email me 365 days a year, 24 hours a day at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I answer all my email. So don't be afraid to email me, and I love getting the emails. I get all kinds of crazy questions. You know, some night I'm going to just read emails and get some of the questions, give you a feel for some of the questions that I get and some of my answers. I think that might be fun. And today we are going to review a gadget made by a company called Acell, and we'll take a look at that right now. That will be on a camera 2. And what camera 2 is going to show us is the Acell Ultra AV Mini Display Port. It's a Y cable docking station, and this is quite an interesting device. This easily will add a mini display port, USB, and Ethernet ports to your computer. This mini display port Y cable docking station easily expands the ports on your mini display port enabled desktop, laptop, or Ultrabook computer. This also works really well with the Microsoft Surface. Now, you can connect this to your computer's mini display port output and its USB 3 ports, and the docking station is going to provide you 2 mini display port outputs and 3 USB 3.0 ports, and also a gigabit Ethernet port. Let's take a look at the outputs here. They have a great configuration. It's very easy to use. Here on this end, you can actually see the Ethernet port, and that's where your Ethernet cable will go in. This is nice if you have an older laptop and you don't have an Ethernet cable and you want an Ethernet cable. Then you'll notice right here that we have 1, 2, 3 USB 3 jacks, and you can tell they're USB 3 because that's blue, and I think you can see the blue color there. And last but not least, on this side, you're going to see the 2 ports. These are your mini display ports. So by plugging this into your laptop, your desktop, whatever device you have, this will now give you the configuration as it follows: an Ethernet port, 3 USB 3 ports, and 2 mini display ports. So why would you need this? Well, there's a variety of reasons, and let's actually take a look at the back before we understand why. Right here on the back, you'll see that there's a power supply that will, let me turn this down so you can see it. There's a power supply that will power this unit, and it's a very heavy duty power supply. It's not a piece of junk. This is a very heavy duty power supply, which tells me that this has a lot of good circuitry in there because it requires a lot of amperage. So it comes with the power supply. Also, they did a great job, the folks at Acell. They actually give you 3 European cords, and these are not cheap cords. They're very well made that will adapt to pretty much any power configuration that you have, no matter where you live. And these come supplied with the unit. So that is very good also. Now, on the back of this unit, you're going to see 2 cords, and clearly one is a USB 3 cord, and one is the mini display port for your docking station. So what will happen is you're going to plug this port right here, this jack, into the mini display port on your PC or your laptop or your MacBook Pro, whatever it may be, and you're also going to plug the USB 3 jack into your USB 3 outlet on your desktop, your MacBook, your laptop, whatever you have. And when you do that, it will actually convert these and give you power for all the accessories that we just talked about. What's nice about this unit is everything is clearly labeled on the top, so you can see where your Ethernet port is and so on and so forth. So it's very well laid out. You have a little power light that's right here, and that's kind of neat too. So again, this has to be powered with the transformer that's supplied. No problem with that. And once you plug this in, your ports are immediately accessible. Now, one more thing that they've done, and we'll talk about the use of this in a second, is I want to call your attention to this switch right here. This actually pushes in and pushes out. What this is for is to allow your computer to recognize that this is actually plugged in, particularly for the monitors, for the display port. It really has no functionality on the USB ports. It's strictly for the mini display port. So if you push this in, it will recognize it and resync it. So the beauty of this, of course, is that you can now have two monitors on your display. So if we were to take a typical laptop, and we'll go back to camera two. If you take a typical laptop and you look at the configuration on the side, and this is a relatively new laptop, but you'll see that there's a USB 3 port, and right here you'll see the display port. This particular computer has one USB on one side and two ports on the other side. So essentially what's going to happen to use this, I'm going to plug this in. I have to tip this up so I can see what I'm doing. I'm going to plug that in there, and I'm going to plug that in here. And what that's going to do for us, here we go. I'm working upside down and backwards as usual. Okay, so that's plugged in. And now, once I plug this unit into its power supply, I will now have access to all these ports. So I have just converted this laptop from providing three USB ports. It now will provide five, three here and two on the other side is five. Instead of one mini display port, I now have two. Why do I want two mini display ports? Well, many times I want two monitors, and now I'll be able to do that. And they also will run at different resolutions, which is very good. So this will support HDMI, DVI, VGA, pretty much anything that you throw at it. This will do a great job. And this features a HDCP 1.3 content protection scheme with embedded keys providing uninterrupted transmission of protected audio and video content. So that's why you'd want to use two monitors. It will actually transfer the video and audio content. So this is a very, very, very well-made device. I can't impress that upon you enough. They did a good job. And as I said, when you see a heavy-duty power supply, you know that the circuitry in here is rock solid. When you have a small power supply, they probably have minimal electronics in it. So I have put this through its paces. It works flawlessly. There's not one problem whatsoever. I've had two monitors on it. I've had two monitors running at different resolutions. Right now, this is listed at $149. It's just coming out, and the company is Acell, and this is called the Ultra AV Mini Port Y Cable Docking Station, and you can get all the information you want to know on their webpage, and this will be in the show notes. So I hope you enjoyed that review, and it's a great product. Also, you get a wonderful instruction sheet that tells you exactly what to do, and if you have a problem, it tells you where you can call their toll-free tech support, and I always appreciate that. I always like toll-free tech support. So there you go. Also, it's easy. It's portable. You just throw it in your case, and away you go. I like all that. All right. Let's get into some news, and there's a lot of news going around the internet. This one I really like. I'll tell you, Amazon Prime has really worked out well for me. I think it's $100. It might be $125 now. I can't remember. I think it's $100, but it's well worth it. Not only do you get same-day shipping if it's available, or two-day shipping if it's not available. It's either I live in Arizona, and there's a massive plant here, so I frequently am able to get the same-day delivery. If I order before noon, I'll have it before 8 o'clock same day. I love that. Other items that aren't immediately readily available, I'll get them in 2 days, and I don't have to pay anything additional. That said, the caveat there is you have to have a $35 minimum. So in addition to the shipping, the free shipping, you get Amazon Prime Music. You can listen to anything that you want, as long as you want. They have a phenomenal selection of music. In addition to that, you get the Prime TV. You have thousands of movies and all kinds of educational materials. That also comes free with the Prime subscription. And now they've even gone one step further. You can now read for free. Amazon Prime Reading opens up more ebooks for members. Amazon keeps piling on the Prime perks. On the heels of adding gaming bonuses such as Twitch Prime recently, the company has launched a new benefit for readers called Amazon Prime Reading. This service for U.S. Prime members will give them unlimited access to over 1,000 Kindle books, magazines, comics, and other reading material at no extra cost. I'm telling you, it's a tremendous value. And, you know, I might read a comic. I didn't realize the comics were on there. When I was a kid, I loved reading comic books. It just, like, took me out of the real world and put me into the world of fantasy. And I don't think I've ever come out of that world. But in any event, great service. And this is another plus, plus, plus. I love the Amazon Prime Reading that they have added. Thank you very much. Now, Google has also been in the news lately, and this is right off of CNN's page yesterday. I think the buzz is pretty cool and it's pretty accurate. They have just introduced Pixel smartphones. Google, the phone is going to be pronounced Goog, announced a new Pixel line of phones. A 5-inch Pixel sells for $650, and 5.5-inch Pixel XL, which is $769. Very similar to the i7 and i7 Plus. These devices boast 4 gigs of RAM, a Qualcomm Snapdragon 821 processor, a fingerprint sensor, and a 12-megapixel rear-facing camera, which is huge. The phone drops its existing Nexus branding in favor of Pixel, and it's a nod to, I think, the existing tablets and the Chromebook line that both run the Android operating service. So that's very cool. But what I like, and I think you're going to like it too, I have not tested this out, it just came out, but they've announced a product called Daydream. And Google showed this off. It's what it is it's a virtual reality headset for mobile devices. The Daydream View is a holder for your smartphone, while the user has third-party handheld remotes to control what's happening on the screen. And the Pixel phones will basically couple, they'll pair up with this Daydream. And it's very nicely made. This will be available in the colors of snow and crimson colors. And when it launches in November, which is why I probably don't have a demo copy, a review copy of this product, it's going to cost about $79. And what do you do with it? What's it for? Well, you'll be able to put this on and you'll be able to watch movies in 3D. And you're going to say, well, where do I get the movies from that are 3D? Actually, there's quite a few websites that are available right now that will allow you for free to download all kinds of 3D movies. I remember maybe a month or two ago, Mike had showed me about 7 or 8 sites that were absolutely excellent with content. So you put this little mask on, you can see the picture right here, and I've reviewed something similar. This Universe to Go is very similar to this in terms of structure. This looks like it's really nicely padded. So you put your phone in it and you put this on and you download the movies for free, or you can even stream. And as you turn your head up, down, left, and right, the whole scene moves just like it would with your eye. So it's called virtual reality. There's some really cool things that are out now. And this is going to be a new technology. It's actually here now. It's in its embryonic stages. And this technology, I assure you, is going to get better, better, and better, and more sophisticated rapidly. This is a very serious new technology, and I think you're going to like that. Now, speaking of new technology, if you've watched The Gadget Professor, you know that I love Alexa and the Echo and all those types of devices. And they're now bringing out a new device called Invoxia. And this is a device that looks like this. And it is a device that will actually play music. It will run Spotify. It will run the Alexa voice service for you. And it is also Bluetooth accessible. So you'll be able to choose with this device among 27,000 online radio stations around the world and play them at the touch of a button. So it's a web radio. That's very cool. This will be able to stream your playlist from Spotify Connect. This will also give you the complete array of functionality that Alexa has. So this is called Tribi, and Tribi, you can ask it to play Prime Music, Amazon Prime Music, iHeartRadio, or tune in just with your voice. So what you would do is say, Alexa, play Prime Music Van Morrison, and it will start to play, and it works quite well. And you'll also be able to pair this with any smartphone or device that's Bluetooth enabled, play music from your personal music library, so on and so forth. It's a very cute looking device. This has two built-in speakers and a passive radiator are managed by 3D logarithms that create and immerse soundscapes with Pro Bass and Clear Treble. I will actually have this unit probably next week and do a review of it. It's really, really nice. I am looking forward to it. What you want to do is you want to go to their website and actually watch the video, and in 2 seconds flat you'll see all the things that it does. It will also allow you to make free internet calls to your family using your network. So there's no subscription, there's no plan required. The contacts can be preset and managed through Tribi's dedicated app, because only people within the preset group can call Tribi. So that means people who have the Tribi app will be able to call you. So it's actually like a free phone as long as you're both on the internet. I like that a lot. And it's also cool for the kids because they can just push mom and call mom directly. You don't have to have a telephone, because mom's phone will be on the internet, and also the Tribi will be on the internet. So it's an alarm clock. You can do sticky notes on it. You could send doodles. You can actually scribble on it and scroll on it. And it just does a bunch of different things. It will convert for you. So if you're making something in the kitchen, you want to know how many tablespoons are in a cup, you just ask it. So this is a very cool device, and I'm really looking forward to getting mine. I think I'll have it maybe tomorrow or Saturday, and it will be definitely reviewed. I'm really looking forward to that. All right. Coming up, folks, is the biggest day for selling electronics and buying electronics in the United States. We're very close. Again, believe it or not, Black Friday is almost upon us. And we go to my favorite site, which is bfads.net. This is where you're going to find some amazing bargains. And the site is already in operation. So if you are thinking of buying a smartphone, a stupid phone, or a TV, or anything like that, you may want to hold off. You may want to hold off, because the deals, particularly the online deals, are fantastic. And as everybody knows, they'll have Black Friday, which means you're going to go to the stores. And for all the people who can't resist and love to go get up at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever and wait in line, I'm not one of those. I like to wait for Cyber Monday. But Black Friday pretty much gives you a tip off as to what to expect. And if you're a shrewd shopper and are looking for a particular item, by checking these Black Friday ads, you'll know what a good bargain is and what a good bargain is not, so you have some comparison if you're going to hold out for Cyber Monday. Now, hacking has been in the news. There have been massive, and I mean massive, DDoS, that's denial of service, attacks that have harnessed 140,000. This is very scary. Security experts say that these types of DDoS have become more common, and what they're doing is they're actually blocking out. An emergency room hospital had their IT system shut down because they had this DDoS. It's very, very scary. So if you are involved in any kind of hospital or hospital administration for providing emergency room services, you better make sure that your system is well protected, because we're dealing with lives here now. This is a different form of hacking. It's not necessarily putting a virus on your computer or some type of malware. What this is actually doing is shutting your system down for you. No one will be able to send information to your site, and you won't be able to send any information out of the site. So if an ambulance is sending information that is critical for doctors to do their treatments or to get a triage ready, and the site's down, you can figure out how damaging this could be. So it's a very serious problem, and we really need to protect our country and our fellow citizens by trying to prevent this before it happens. Speaking of security, you probably know this by now, but for those who don't, because a lot of people depend upon the Gadget Professor to give you the news, Yahoo has secretly scanned consumer emails for the U.S. intelligence, and this is well documented. One of the better articles, if you want to just read one article, is the one here that I'll refer to by Reuters. But it tells you the types of things and the amount of people that have been searched. And it's very scary, because no one has ever seen this type of security compromise of our civil liberties when it comes to emails. It's very scary and upsetting. I'm all for protecting the country, don't get me wrong, and that obviously is going to be paramount, and if you're not doing anything wrong, then you have nothing to fear, but nevertheless, it seems to me it's grossly against our constitutional laws, and I have a problem with it, but not much I can do about it other than we all need to be aware of this, so definitely give that a read. All right, so now we have some more pieces of news for you, some more apps. This is a very cool show. I know it's a little long, but hey, it's a Gadget Professor show. That's why we tune in. BuzzFeed News. Have you ever wondered why you get these weird ads on Facebook? Like, why am I getting these things? Well, this article will tell you how you can go to a page, and actually you can go on Facebook and find out exactly what they know about you, what they're tracking, and it will tell you why you're getting the weird ads. And you'll be surprised what they know about you. This tells you exactly where to go on the settings in Facebook, and you can click and edit that. So if you don't want to get ads on muscle building or diets or whatever the case may be, if you modify and edit your ads area in the setup, in the settings area, you'll not get those. Or if you want certain types of ads, you'll get those. So you want to check this out. It's a very simple way to do this, and this article does a great job. Now, here's an app that you definitely want to have if you're a Gmail subscriber, if you use Gmail at all. But this is called UpSafe. It's 100% free, and this will back up your Gmail account. They don't know your password or anything like that because they never get it. But this is a free backup software that will keep your Gmail account backed up. And if it ever gets compromised, it gives you the direct way to reinstall, if you will, reconnect to your Gmail account. So I use this. It's wonderful. It's free. You'll want to check that out. It's called UpSafe. UpSafe. And we have two more left here. This is called Antibody. Have you ever had a mouse that has a little wheel on it? I actually have one here. If you load this software onto your system, and by the way, it's I believe it's for the Mac and PC, but this will make your scroll, your wheel do all kinds of crazy things that you never dreamed possible. It gives you a whole plethora of different effects that you can choose from. Totally free, simple to use, simple to install, and if you want to make your mouse work magically, definitely check this out. It's called WizMouse, and it's made by Antibody. It's totally free. Wiz Mouse, check it out. And last but not least, folks, this is called Tails, and Tails is a live system that aims to preserve your privacy and anonymity. Yes, it helps you to use the internet anonymously and circumvent censorship almost anywhere you go on any computer, leaving no trace unless you ask it to explicitly do it. And this will load onto a DVD. It will load onto a USB stick or even a little SD card that you use in your camera. You'll plug that into your system, and it brings up a complete private, secure operating system. And on that little USB stick or SD or DVD, whatever you put that system on, it leaves no trace of what you're doing. But what comes with that is a web browser, instant messaging client, an email client, an office suite, and an image and sound editor, and about six or seven other things. 100% free. It's called Tails. It's at version 2.6 now. If you want to carry an operating system in when you go to a hotel or travel, or you're in a particular area where you want no trace of what you're doing, particularly in the hotel lobbies, this is what you will use. It's excellent, simple to operate. Download it, install it on your memory device. And you are done, and I am done. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week. So long from The Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.